My name is Kevon Charles from Club Cricket TT. Alongside me is Keston Lewis. And today we'll be discussing cricket again. So my question to you today, Keston, is what are the possible reasons why India continue to excel in all formats of cricket?
Quite an interesting topic here. The first thing I like to think is the setup of the Indian cricket instructor, which has contributed to them being so dominant in all aspects of their game. I think based on watching cricket, India before was a more lackadaisical team. They could have batted, they batted well, but they weren't too good in the field. You see this current Indian squad now, they are probably the best in all aspects of the game. They are fantastic in the field. Their batting technique and the way they go about batting is better than most. And their bowlers, now India are producing some really top quality fast bowlers. So I think the structure that India has contributed well. And the comfort that these Indian players have in terms of their salary that is being paid to them from the Indian Cricket Board or whoever pays it, they don't have much to worry about. So they are left with no choice but to just go out there and perform. The passion as well from the Indian players are second to none. If just an example, if you had Kohli, the way he goes about training, he's probably the top player in the world, or one of the top players in the world, and just the way he goes about training. I was privileged enough to see him here in the Queen's Park Oval when West Indies played India in the Test Series that was abandoned, the game that was abandoned in Trinidad. I would see Virat Kohli going out there to bat, and is he alone facing the net bowlers, and after every ball he faced, he will run between the wickets as like it's a match situation. So that in itself shows the way he goes about training, and not him alone, other players as well. So they really have a different program in place, and their structure of that program is top-notch.
Excellent. Well said. If we really look at India over the last 5 years or so, they've really changed in terms of not only the composition of their team, but their win percentage played overseas, because normally they would dominate only at home in spin-friendly conditions, that being in India and maybe Bangladesh, and well, much cricket don't play in Pakistan again. And now they are producing a lot of top-quality fast bowlers, which has resulted in their success abroad. Fellas like Mohammed Shami, they've got Jasprit Bumrah, they've got Bhuvneshwar Kumar, they've got Umesh Yadav. So they've got a lot of quality fast bowlers that bring something different to the table. And hence the reason why when they go overseas to play like against teams like Australia and England, you see they are not only winning games, but they are being much more competitive compared to in the past. When they go overseas to places like Australia, they did not bat well at all. They were susceptible to the short ball. And, you know, they really changed their whole mindset and structure in terms of how they play fast bowling. And they've actually adopted the culture of producing much more fast bowlers.
Yeah, I think the first thing for India, for me, is the change in the mindset. They are now a fearless team. They're going to back their strengths and their ability against any opposition that they come up against. And under the leadership of Virat Kohli, and before him it was MS Dhoni, they did something completely different. They had that willingness to go out there and perform. They wanted to win cricket games. It didn't matter opponent for them. And we saw it in the results. And now under the leadership of Virat Kohli, he just has brought a sense of aggression to the way this India team plays. And we see it in every performance going out there, the likes of himself, even Hardik Pandya. You watch the fast bowlers. Who would have told you that this India team will produce some of the fastest bowlers in the world? If a couple of years ago, you would have never thought that. So they've really changed everything to me. I'm not privileged enough to be around the Indian setup to see how it is. But from on the outskirts, I could really tell you whatever they're doing over there in India, it's been really productive. I've heard from some of the players, if you go into that session, the pitches are second to none. And that has helped them to be able to be top batsmen and the bowlers as well. So, because if you are in a training session and the pitch is a good one for batting, this is now going to help you with your skill set as a bowler. You're going to have to try different things. And it's probably contributed to why this India team are probably, if not the first or the second top team in the world right now in international cricket. So all kudos must be given to them in the way they've transformed their cricket. And I just hope that other teams, especially the West Indies, could take a page from their book, because India are definitely heading in the right direction.
Exactly. And I think another reason for their success is the competitiveness in terms of fighting for position in the team. I remember when I think it was Shreyas Iyer scored a triple century. And he was, and for the next test match, he got dropped in place of Rahane. And that I'm sure that was really disheartening for him after this. I think this may be the first player to score a triple or drop for the next game. So, you know, it's really tough. It's really a tough team to break into. There's a lot of quality players in the team. And, you know, if you are not performing regularly, you get dropped from team. Look, for instance, Rohit Sharma was not a regular in the test setup, even though we all know he's a phenomenal player. He has done well, especially in the white ball format of the game, and he's now, you know, coming back into the test version, and he seems to be getting some success in that area. So, you know, maybe West Indies should try to adopt a similar program in terms of our fast bowling department and try to produce more quality fast bowlers that could not only bowl fast but be able to move the ball and be successful in all conditions.
Yeah, it's Karun Nair you speak of, who scored that triple 100 and got dropped right after. But it just shows to tell you the way the Indians have these things set up. There are a lot of players who average over 50 in first-class cricket in India and still cannot make the team. Look how long it took Vihari to come into the setup, and he's been phenomenal on that Indian circuit over the years. So when you have competition for places, that in itself helps your team to be successful. And they've done that for the past probably 5 years, to say, this Indian team. There was a question recently, if Shikhar Dhawan comes back into the T20 or the ODI team, will he get his spot? Because KL Rahul was phenomenal and Rohit Sharma was performing. And you know how the Indians do it. Shikhar Dhawan is going to get dropped until he gets that opportunity to prove himself again. There's Pant, there's Saha, there's so many talented players to choose from. And I think they have a really good pool of players where they can handpick anyone at any given time and they could be able to produce. Whereas we here in the Caribbean, we have talented players, but we cannot just pick a player and put him into the limelight of international cricket and get him to perform right away. So that's something we need to improve on in terms of our setup, so that our players have an easy transition when it reach into that international circuit. And that's the thing that the Indians have been doing quite well in terms of fast bowling. And I think West Indies team have improved over the last couple of years in terms of the fast bowling department. We see Shannon Gabriel now starting to move the ball around a lot more with his pace. Even in that series against Sri Lanka that played, I think it was it last year or the year before, when he was phenomenal again in that series. I remember a game in the Queen's Park Oval. He had the batsmen all over the place, the Sri Lankan batsmen. He was moving the ball around. The pace was there. So there are signs of improvement in the bowling department. I think over the past couple of years, West Indies bowlers have gone up in the bowling rankings. So Jason Holder is the number one all-rounder in Test cricket. I think Kemar Roach is probably in the top 10 or in the top 15, as well as Shannon Gabriel, there or thereabouts. So Alzari Joseph is showing his worth as a young, promising fast bowler as well. And we have the all-rounder in Kemar Paul. So there is some quality in terms of a bowling lineup. It's just for us for our bowlers to be consistent. And I think that's the difference with the Indian bowlers and the West Indies bowlers. They are consistent. You can rely on them game in, game out. And that is what's missing from our team. So as long as we get that consistency in the bowling department, we're going to be probably at the same level as that Indian. I don't think much we can do different. Just probably analyze and assess a little better, and we'll be right on par with them.
Excellent point, Keston. If we look at the population density of India, I think their population could be a couple millions to a billion. And we in the Caribbean, we cannot compete against that. You know, cricket is their religion. They take cricket very seriously and they identify talent at an early age, maybe at age 5 or 6, you know. They've got players involve, you know, working on their fundamental motor skills and so forth. If we look at things in the Caribbean, we are far behind in terms of identifying talent at an early age, and it is an area we need to focus on. India, they've got cricket throughout their season. That being so, players are being tested a lot more, improving their fitness and so forth. So, you know, West Indies really need to make some changes to the structure of the cricket there. We know we can't compete with India in terms of finances, and that is a major issue affecting cricket, not only in Caribbean, but special emphasis must be on Trinidad and Tobago, because we don't have a lot of funding to develop programs in the community. Hence the reason why we've got such a small group of players to choose from. And if we had to compare ourselves to India, because the population is so large, they've got a lot more talent they could work with. That is the reason why they are so competitive, because they know anytime you're not performing, that could be the end of their career, or you have to wait a very long time to break back into the team. Unlike West Indies here, sometimes you're underperformed for a few series, and you know the selectors still have the faith to keep you playing in the team because they don't have much competition on the outside.
Yeah, valid point there. We definitely don't have much talented players in terms of, I wouldn't want to say talented, but players performing to choose from. So when some players are failing, they're going to continue to play in that team because the guy who's on the outside, he's probably going to feel it the same way like you. So I think what we are lacking now in West Indies, I know you mentioned about India population. They've always had a massive population. But what India has got now is that passion and pride that West Indies had years ago. India has now adopted that, and they play cricket heart and soul each and every game. They just want to win. And I think that's what's missing from this West Indies team. We just want to compete. We need to go back out there and show that same passion and pride that we showed years ago and do it for the people of the Caribbean. And I think that will be one step in the right direction. As the cricket board and the people involved, they need to develop something to give the West Indies players back that passion and want to go out there and perform. There have been a number of times there's been complaints about money and training programs and all sort of stuff that I don't want to get involved in. But if the West Indies cricket board could get these players to go back out there and show that passion and love again for West Indies cricket like they did in the past, where money wasn't much of an option or wasn't the main reason to play the game. They just played it because that's all they knew and what they wanted to do. If these players can do the same, the money's going to come quite easily, and they're definitely going to be back somewhere on the world stage as a top team again.
I like how you bring up that point with passion as it relates to cricket here. I think in the West Indies, we are not too passionate about playing in the test match version. We more focused, we more have the passion for playing the T20 cricket because it comes naturally to us. And maybe if we could focus our energy on having that same passion to playing in the other formats, not only the 50 overs in the test arena, we might be able to, you know, be a little more competitive and raise our rankings.
Yeah, valid point. But the difference between India and West Indies is that the payment structure in India, they don't need to play all over the world. They could afford to just play test cricket and the IPL, one day cricket and whatnot, and be earn a big paycheck. In terms of the West Indies, they have to go all over the world and play in all these global tournaments in order to earn an income. At the end of the day, they still have their families to support. So I understand that part of it. So that's what I'm saying. If West Indies could adopt a structure in terms of where the players are paid properly, so now they don't have to study all those other tournaments around the world. They just focus on test cricket, and test cricket it is. Then you're going to see better performances.
You know, thanks again, Keston Lewis, for the discussion. Continue to tune into our podcast weekly. Thanks again.